chaos is everywhere.
Hey everybody, this is Jonathan Gilchrist. I'm just popping in here with a quick note. So I'm going to get into this in more detail on Wednesday's show, but we are going to be loosening our programming guidelines for the podcast. There are several reasons for it. I'm going to get into detail with it on Wednesday, but what that basically means is occasionally we're going to have stuff that doesn't go where it's supposed to be. With that in mind, I know it's Monday, I know you like Star Trek or sci-fi. Well, this Monday you're getting George of the Jungle from 1995. Myself and DJ Madman we watched it a while back, and it's a really good episode, but you're getting Chaos Everywhere on a Monday. I know, the world has gone insane. You know, it's just one of those things. Like I said, if you want more detail on it, I'm going to explain it not only to you, but to Artie Vice with some exciting future projects with the podcast. So yeah, enjoy this episode, and we'll see you Wednesday, everybody. Hey everybody, it's Jonathan Gilchrist. I'm here to tell you about another podcast in the Chaos Family Podcast. This time we're doing Chaos and Ringside. Chaos and Ringside is a every other week discussion of current wrestling events. We cover mostly AEW and ROH, at least those are our deep dives. But if there's big news in the world of wrestling, whether it be WWE, AAA, New Japan, or Impact, we will cover it and we'll give you our opinion. We also do prediction shows for major pay-per-view events. So come and join us, and we'll tell you all about the wonderful, weird world of wrestling. See you soon, everybody.
Ahoy, hoy.
Olo.
How's it going, man?
I am ready and excited because I forgot how much, like, just shenanigans happens in this movie. Like, all of the third wall, fourth wall kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, there's shenanigans galore, but let me do the thing. Hey, everybody, welcome to Chaos Everywhere. I'm your host, Jonathan Gilchrist, and that guy over there, he's based on a real UFO sighting. That's DJ Madman.
Ooh. I'm also scary.
I mean, depends on, this, I guess, what the UFO does, if it's scary or not. Anywho. Yeah, today shenanigans abound. We are watching George of the Jungle from, I believe it's 1994, if I remember correctly. It's either four or five, but it's the Brendan Fraser George of the Jungle. So hope everybody's buckled in. This will be the beginning of our Brendan Fraser renaissance because there's a lot of Brendan Fraser movies I want to watch if we ever find them, but this one was easy. So, yeah, are you up ready to go?
Yep, I got the whole Disney title credit thing. I'm at 133.16, which I think is the start. So,
all right. And we're going to hit play in 3, 2, 1, play. And I'm just going to hope that I have subtitles on because I think I do, but I never really think about it until we're recording. So,
well, if you remember, this movie has some subtitles just because.
Yeah, well, I need more than just because subtitles to know what they're saying.
Incorrect.
That's true. I've seen this movie 100 times back, like, you know, more than 2 decades ago. I'm sure I can remember it. By the way, you're probably going to hear my little cat in the background because he's yelling at me.
Well, I have 2 dogs in the background, so boom, I win.
Look at the heart of Africa. So I did do some research on this movie. One thing that I found that I really found was interesting was the guy that wrote this movie wrote an actual screenplay, not for George of the Jungle, but he called it Gorilla Boy after his like son, but it was like a George of the Jungle-esque movie, but he then shopped it around but didn't go to Disney because he thought they wouldn't want this because he knew that they had the rights to George of the Jungle and they already had a script, but it ended up that they didn't have a script and they not only wanted it, they bought it. So Always, never assume. Just because this is actually 2 years before Disney did their. Oh, this is 97. That's right. I remember because I remember the year. This is 2 years before they did their Tarzan. So,
which is a movie that I've never seen.
It's pretty good.
I know people, big Phil Collins stuff, so I was just like, yeah.
It's got a very good soundtrack, yeah.
Funny, of all the things, I didn't remember this intro until the elephant showed up.
It's weird that you forgot the cartoon. It's a fun intro, but it's also very specific to the time period. Like, this might be one of the last times there was a cartoon intro into a movie like this. It's like very mid-90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I'm getting like, not like cat-cow vibes.
Well, this is the, it's weird because you think of like George the Jungle being an old cartoon, but it's like, no, this is like the, put out on the 30th anniversary of the cartoon. So it would be like something from our childhood getting a movie now. Not to make you feel old.
I'm over that, bro.
All right.
I've been feeling old before it was cool to feel old.
Yeah, like 1994, so it would be like Tiny Toons getting a movie now.
See, there's subtitles even if there's not subtitles, bro.
That's fair.
Man, how many movies has she been in? And him.
Well, she's married to Judd Apatow, and he puts her in like every movie he does. So
this is true.
But yeah, even on her own, she was in a lot of movies.
Oh, yes, John Cleese.
God, you need so many moist toilets. Would you ever want to go to Africa, like on a safari?
I don't know. So, right now the answer is probably no. Wouldn't go safari.
It'd be nice to see the animals. I'm more like for like tourist things. I more want to see, like I want to go to Egypt, but I hear that it's actually kind of not great because like you get scammed a lot if you're a tourist. But I want to see buildings. I want to see things that were built.
Okay, yeah. Like I don't say something. I would see like Nigeria and like. Well, you know, I have a thing with Algeria. So, like, as a continent, yes.
As a continent, but not like a safari specifically.
Yeah, no, I'd want to see certain parts of that country, but there were certain parts of the. Well, no, a certain part, certain countries, but there's certain parts of certain countries I also would not go out of my way to want to see.
That's fair.
As nature-y as I am, jungles have never been something that, like, you know, this seems very me. This seems like, no, this seems like. No, like I'm a cabin guy. I don't want to walk through and have snakes and things. Just
you also just don't want to be able to like
tigers and lions. Yeah, me and Thor.
Yeah, these two guys were actually in the cartoon, but they renamed them Thor and Max. I forget what the names were on the cartoon though. I didn't really watch the cartoon, like the original cartoon. I just saw that in the research that these were actually from the cartoon. They just renamed them Thor and Max.
Is that one guy the guy from like Power Rangers and such?
Which one?
The bigger dude?
Not that I'm aware of. If you were thinking of who I think you're thinking of, no. But I don't think he's been in any iteration of Power Rangers I know of.
He's been in a lot of other things, but I can't pinpoint it right now.
Yeah. I don't know if you have...
Boy Meets World or something? I just remember like that time frame.
I know who you're talking about, I think, as far as like Boy Meets World, but no, that's not him. Because he was also on My Name is Earl, the guy you're thinking of. I do believe. Moron alert.
Oh, yeah, Ursula.
But
Ursula and Lyle. I love the name choices.
This is also, there's a weird, like, convergence of movies that have varying degrees. I think George of the Jungle was the most popular, but there's also Dudley Do Right, which is also Brendan Fraser, which at some point we will watch. But it's basically this, like, same people that made the cartoon. They made another movie about another cartoon that he was in. Also with another member of Monty Python, which I just realized. Yes, we'll definitely do Dudley Do Right, because I don't think most people remember that that exists. But it, yeah. I actually really enjoyed it. And then there's, of course, the Rocky and Bullwinkle movie, which is completely weird on its own, where it kind of ended the whole renaissance of these cartoons getting their own movies.
First time. No. AWE.
Ooh. I love that the narrator has power in the movie.
Like Emperor's New Groove, but not at that same level.
This reminds me of the Futurama joke where they're on a bridge like this that's all rickety. And, like, Bender's like, oh, no, I might fall. Or, no, they're, like, on a tightrope. And, like, everybody's like, oh, God, I might fall. And then Bender just pulls out a unicycle. Hey, Lyle just got your man killed.
And this is a Disney movie. Nobody dies in this story.
They just get really big boobs.
I feel like also, like, as a character, I forget the actor's name, but, like, he never plays a good guy. He's always, like, slimy.
Yeah, I know what his name. I know what his name was a minute ago when we saw the credits, because specifically when his name pops up in the opening credits, a tree falls on his name and crushes it. I mean, they liked her until you showed up. Hey, look, a monkey. That's a good way to get shot, is to have a lighter gun and just, like, pull it out like that. Maybe that's just an American thing, but I feel like my dad always told me it doesn't matter what it is. Like, if it's shaped like a gun, don't point it like that.
It's a good rule.
Yeah. This is even before, like, the whole, like, kids getting shot with toy guns and stuff. He's such a douche. Yeah, really, you shouldn't go in any jungle alone. That's just a bad idea.
But let's just go alone together, because that won't be the same.
Yeah, no. I mean, technically, you're together, so you're not alone.
Sprinkles? Ugh, that sounds awful.
You don't like the really milkshakey drinks?
I mean, I don't like coffee, so. Coffee and then just add more sugar to it, no.
I'm like, I go back and forth on coffee. I just got a nice coffee for the first time in, like, forever. And I was like, I really did enjoy that. And then I thought to myself, why don't I just buy a coffee maker? But then I remember I only make coffee when I have a coffee maker once every, like, year or so.
Yeah, that's not true. If you had one, you'd use it less.
That's true. Actually, that's what happened the last time I bought a coffee maker. I don't know. But at the same time, it's like, if I do get another craving for coffee, because sometimes that happens, I don't want to spend $10, which is what that cup of coffee ended up costing me, because of delivery fees and such. Sorry, we're watching a movie, and I'm just talking about my weird financial problems.
Well, I'm also laughing, because, like, I'm pretty sure part of the physical comedy is, like, the bad guy literally just, like, gets knocked out repeatedly over and over.
Sure does. By the way, that line was also in the movie The Postman, I do believe is what it said. Like,
Which is a great film, which we definitely have on the list.
Is there a lion Costner movie? Am I right about that?
I don't know if there is a lion. It wouldn't make sense in that movie because it's post-apocalyptic.
But must be another movie that I like. It was it was a note that said this lion is actually played by two different lions. It's also in a movie, and it starts with the P word, but I can't remember what the P word was. I might be right, but I might be wrong.
Just gonna wrestle a lion.
I mean, that's how you deal with lions.
You ever seen Ghost in the Darkness? Because that's a good movie about lions.
No, I do not believe I've seen that one.
It's a Kevin Costner movie.
Oh.
It's based. It's more actually based on a true story.
Oh.
Which most, it's not true. Costner either does based on true story or just like really wacky, weird stuff. And can you imagine somebody tickling a lion and or punching a lion in the face and then just being able to live?
A lot of this is actually done by like puppets, but there is a real lion that's like trained and he is like wrestling with it to a certain degree. Line. That would be the puppet, I would say.
And here goes the shenanigans. This is the beginning of shenanigans.
It's really interesting to me that this movie, actually the director of The Mummy saw this movie, and that's how Brendan Fraser got that job.
Well, yeah, because not Carter. Oh, no. He has to be, like, witty and, like, sarcastic, so.
That's fair. I was really trying to think, like, what about this makes you think he'd be good for that movie? But you're right, there's, like, a funny element to Rick, is his name. Rick Connor. That's why he said Connor. Carter.
Yeah, I was like, I knew it was a K.
There's a K in there. Yeah, you're right. Like, the comedy aspect of his character is there, so.
And she's dead.
No, the narrator already told us. Nobody dies in this movie. They just get big boo-boos. No, they're scrunchy. You would have, like, I know it's all based on a cartoon, but you have to be ridiculously strong to hold someone's dead weight in one arm and swing on a vine with the other.
Well, you'd be using a lot more of your leg weight by, like, straddling the rope thing.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, and also, yes.
That's also the point. Like, he did just lift the lion over his head, so he is supposed to be ridiculously strong.
Yeah, like he spun, you know, basically like Flash level speed, and he was just like, I'm not even trying.
I think actually after we can wait a while before we do it, but I think another movie we should do, not for any reason of like I remember it fondly, just because it exists, is George of the Jungle 2.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to see that movie, so I might have to...
It's not, like, it wasn't bad. It's just, it's what it was. It was a sequel after Brendan Fraser got big, so they had to get another guy to play George. It wasn't horrible or anything. It just was what it was, you know? And they also got a different woman to play Ursula.
Doesn't take long for character development in this movie. They really, like, hammer in the whole...
They're going for wacky cartoon archetypes.
Campy, in a way.
Defender of the innocent, protector of the weak, an all-around good guy. In case you wanted to know where George stands in comparison to Lyle.
They said name of the movie in the movie.
I think it's definitely Penn Jillette, but Penn Jillette has a thing where he does a movie night, which if he recorded it would blow every other podcast out of the water. But one of the jokes that they do is that they will applaud every time somebody says the name of the movie in a movie. And they said that the worst movie to do that with is Ray. constantly applauding. Which, if you know anything about the people that hang around with Penn Jillette, they're not going to stop. They're going to sit there through the entire movie and applaud. It. Position if you don't mind.
Dengue fever.
First of all, he's a gorilla. Gorilla. I mean, now that we've broken into comedies, we should probably do Captain Ron, too.
I don't know what that even is, but Tarzan and Wannabe. Man, throwing up stuff already. So many references in just, like, what, 2 minutes? Wow. Maybe a little more than 2 minutes, but 10.
Should really catch people when they're going to fall like that. It's not good for them.
I feel like that would be like the main plot hole of this movie is how many times people just pass out because either they faint or they hit by, you know, a tree or something. Dab her lightly.
That's the ticket. It's good that the ape is there to explain these things.
Yeah, plot twist. This isn't even real. This is just like the monkey, the gorilla is in his head to help him like explain and understand things.
Like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
I actually don't get that reference.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame, the gargoyles are Quasimodo's friend in the Disney version, but they are basically imaginary and only like come to life when he's there. I am George. That is ape.
George Primate. That brother Primate. That was the best, like, fake ape impersonation. Like, throws the book and goes, right, I'm an animal. Yep.
I don't think ape talking was part of the cartoon, if I remember correctly. I think it was, like, invented during like the writing process of this.
Already calling him out. We don't believe anything that you say. We're just gonna laugh at you.
Plus you have berry juice on your shirt.
Oh. Swiss Family Robinson stuff going on.
You don't know Captain Ron, but Swiss Family Robinson you get right away.
I mean, Swiss Family Robinson is a classic and a book, and there was a movie. I don't know what Captain Ron is at all.
First of all, Captain Ron is also a movie and a classic.
I don't know about that. I don't think it's as recognizable as Swiss Family Robinson or referenced as often.
Oh, I think you're wrong about that, my friend. Captain Ron.
We can agree to disagree, but I feel like if I Googled it, one would be a lot more well-known.
Martin Short and what's his name? Oh, if I knew the guy who played Captain Ron, it's like an early 90s movie. Maybe late 80s.
Separation anxiety.
Kurt Russell plays Captain Ron. So it's Martin Short and Kurt Russell are like the two big actors from that movie.
Shep
is a good dog. I mean, for not
animation.
I always point this out. In 1997, like, that wasn't bad CGI, and it still relatively holds up.
Kind of looks just like Beast Wars. That's where I would go.
Yeah. I've definitely seen a lot worse from this era, where at least it kind of looks like it's actually there, kind of.
That's a very small elephant, actually.
Yeah, it looks like it's an Indian elephant. I'd have to look at the ears to know for sure. No, that'd probably be African. Do you know a weird thing about Indian and African elephants? That you can tell the difference because if you look at their ears, the African elephant's ears usually look like Africa, and the mm-hmm. Indian elephant's ears look like India.
I do know. There's some, or I think that was Kratz Creations.
Yep, that's where I learned it. Thank you, Kratz Brothers.
Yeah, those shows are awesome. So, Boobafoo, rest in peace.
I actually... See, I got into them before Sabumafu. Yes, there was a show, the show before it, where there's like the girl in like the center, and there's like a cartoon dinosaur and such.
Well, there would have been three, because there was one that was definitely called like either Kratz Creations or something like that.
So they've had a bunch of different shows. I just can't remember what that one was specifically called. Yes, you and I have very specific memories of public television, so I'm sure you saw this show I'm talking about at some point.
You kind of know Crushing Flowers. Bye bye, Garden.
I don't think elephants are that fast. I mean, they can run if they want to, but they don't usually have to.
I mean, this is George of the Jungle. Everything he touches just is on steroids.
That's fair. I mean, he did teach an elephant how to fetch,
and a monkey. A gorilla just, you know, is very sophisticated. Not just being able to talk, but, like, is English, basically.
And I don't know if you could tell, they did change to a real elephant, if you could tell by the slightly slower pace it is now walking.
Well, yeah, they can't run that whole speed the whole time. Come on, you ever ridden horses before? They can't just go the same speed forever. Milkbone. Man, how much do you think they paid?
I don't know, but that was also, I think they built a giant puppet for that, if I had to guess.
I love the idea of Bongo Grams.
Tookie Bird. I'm going to give you like a 90% chance that's the same monkey from Friends and Ace Ventura. Because that monkey was in everything in this era. A monkey.
Only thing is, it looks like the same thing. Because like, there's also a bad monkey in Night at the Museum, and like, I'm not saying it's the same monkey. That wouldn't make geographical sense. Like geographical, wouldn't make years of sense. But they just look similar.
I mean, it could be
or Pirates of the Caribbean and all that.
Yeah, I feel like for this era, there was one monkey that did most of the things, at least like that I'm aware of.
Getting some Rudolph vibes.
Well, it's because he's got that weird nose. The other monkeys don't want to play with him. Thank you. What would he have done if he didn't like me? You don't want to know. He wouldn't have a cheek anymore, though.
How young was Brendan Fraser in this movie?
Probably relatively young. I would say he's got to be in his mid-20s, maybe. I'm guessing just because, like, I think he got, like, Encino Man in 92 really young. And then by, like, 97, it's only been, like, 5 years. So I would guess, like, mid to late 20s.
Is this also the MGM lion?
No, that lion's long dead at this point.
It could be his, like, grand ancestor.
Apparently, there's, like, one trainer that trained both the brothers, the lions that you see. But I don't think they did a lot of other movies. Like, it was this and maybe, like, two other movies in America. Other than that, they went to other countries. Well, that's clearly a human footprint, not an ape. I'm not even a expert, but I know that that's definitely not an ape. Man, those guys are bad hunters if they think that's an ape.
Well, they are in the jungle, so generally people don't do barefoot stuff.
Wrap it around leg so you don't die.
Fake vines.
Oh, just great, great swinging. But I guarantee you won't hit a tree.
No, not at all. It's not like it's part of the... That's what makes it a kid's movie.
Man, that's probably one bouncy trampoline. I think you can kind of tell, like, if you watch this movie, but apparently Leslie Mann developed a real-life crush on Brendan Fraser, and she basically fell in love with him on the set of this movie. I think you can tell just based on the chemistry of them in the movie that she really does like him a lot. Maybe. I mean, you did.
Does he have to learn about the toucans and the wasps?
Pretty sure they have bees in Africa. That's where killer bees come from.
I was trying to find some specific safari reference thing, so.
You could have just said Africanized bees.
No, that'd be too lame. That's just not, that's not good.
When bees really love the birds, they sting them repeatedly and keep following them.
Mischievous eyes.
It's probably why I was never very lucky with the ladies, because this is the kind of movie I watch for tips. No matter how much I puff out my cheeks, it just doesn't work.
Well, it's funny though, because like she's kind of like the Jane Goodall, so like this technically could actually like make sense to her.
Well, what's interesting is that Ape like can read a doctor's book and know everything about medicine, but doesn't understand how human courting would work.
Well, yeah, he hasn't read like romance novels. Plus, number two of like he knows that it's a woman, but he doesn't really know anything else about a woman. But remember, nobody dies in this film.
No, they just almost die.
Oh, God.
Of fried clams, right?
I want to know what he actually tried to say, though.
They might have actually done it like a direct translation, but I don't know. After he, I mean, he did pull off Ursula's Crunchy.
No one ever just speaks that. Money is a language.
It's a stupid language that shouldn't exist, but yes, it is a language. And that's always good for a first date. If your date's not terrified, no one will find them. That's usually the kind of vibe you're going for.
Worst first date ever turned into best first date ever?
I don't know. I've heard some much worse first dates.
Well, worst start, not like actually worst.
Oh, fair. Yeah. Lion attack is a weird place to start.
I bet you there's somebody somewhere that can say something similar.
I mean,
if you ever get like impaled by a rhinoceros and end up in the hospital together?
If Tiger King's anything to go by, I'm sure there are people out there that have stories like that. And I know you haven't seen Tiger King because you have a good mental health.
There's just certain things where it's like, well, it's also like if there's just trendy, like if things are just like, hey, everyone's just seeing this, I'm like, eh, I probably won't like it.
No, that definitely served you in that case. It's just, it's a modern day freak show. That's the only reason it got popular. That plus everybody being locked inside at the same time.
This is the she's going to go to the bathroom and text her friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I left a back, roast in the oven.
And come back and get a phone call like 2 minutes later. Oh, no. An emergency. My roast. See, he did find a book that helps.
Yeah, but he had to look through like his materials. As if she can see exactly what that book is from where that far is.
Or just the fact that he was showing her a book and he's still trying to act like an ape around her.
Oh yeah, that is a bit. I'm going to forget that. So good reminder.
Yeah. See, I remember stuff about plots.
Man, the eye, like just the soak level of like method commitment. He's like facial expressions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Plot two.
I mean, I feel like a tooth might be good protection against something.
Well, I think that's pretty much also like why for some things like people wore like shark teeth and stuff, is it supposed to be kind of that way as well? I mean, also that hair, like who wouldn't, like his hair is just beautiful. Okay. Like there are women out there that just like, I wish I could have his hair.
Yeah, no, he had it all the way back from like 92. I think he actually cut it for the Mummy, like styled it at least.
Mm-hmm.
Bum bada bum bada bum. Sure, why not? Yeah, what mean embarrassed? I don't even know what clothing really is. Although, I will say I keep my clothing that I do wear very modest covering. Interesting enough. I wonder if you go back to the original, like, Tarzan, if he's naked. Because, like, if you're raised by gorillas, why would you have a concept of covering your junk?
Unless they did, to, like, preserve human stuff a little bit.
Eh.
Well, I think it's also just, like, kind of... animals can hide their stuff. Humans really can't. So just, like,
that's
just
fair.
Like basic, like, moving around.
That's fair. I don't know. Like I said, I've never read the original source material, so I don't know how they dealt with that issue. For movies, wow. It obviously makes sense. If they had a budget, they'd have more monkeys there to dance with them. I should say gorillas. just seems weird that the gorillas are playing all the instruments, but like the humans get to dance.
Ah, yes, fire dancing.
Ah, maracas.
Even the toucans playing.
I mean, he's a good wingman. Get it? Wingman?
And so it came to pass.
Co-ed dance. Yeah, because he only ever hangs out with the male gorillas. So.
I forget, did they ever reference, like, oh, that's also true, like, kind of how old he's supposed to be? I forget if they do kind of give some reference.
I think it's honestly, like, supposed to be, like, in his 20s. Like, he was found as a baby, but I feel like, yeah, it's just, like, whatever age Brendan Fraser was.
I like believe the same like twig that he just tripped on the first time.
Oh, this scene has become a meme now. Let's get ready to throw our heads back and laugh. By the way, I believe that's mashed potatoes that he fell in.
I guess check out.
Hey, do you smell that?
That cigar has to be rough. It's chewed on and spit and fell. Ugh.
I wonder if they just happen to have a real gun that's exactly like the lighter.
A woman just laughed. There's no women in the jungle.
Also, you smell really horrible. Still.
Haven't they learned anything from Jurassic Park? You don't yell in the jungle.
I mean, maybe they caught that movie before they did this one. I mean, it was a few years earlier, so maybe they had a chance. That reminds me, because I was about to say this is before like HBO was really a thing where you'd catch new movies, but interestingly enough, this movie did not appear on any paid TV movies channels until 2012.
That's a long time.
Yeah, I was very surprised to hear that. Well, read it. Honestly, no one told me it. I just read it off the thing. Yeah, but also, if he's been living in the jungle, he doesn't know what a lighter is.
He doesn't know what a gun is.
That's what I meant. Your thing made more sense.
Ugh.
Ugh, Mushy Bear. It's a horrible nickname.
Yeah, well, it kind of fits his character for coming up with terrible things.
I tried to save you. Now let me invent gaslighting.
Oof.
And what's the elephant cut? Please.
More dog stuff.
Also, that's not much ivory. Like, it'd be worth something if you could sell it, which is completely legal now. Although, I guess he would know kind of what guns are, because I'm sure he has to stop poachers occasionally. Shoot it. Shoot it now. I love that he said tranquilizer dart, and then he just sort of puts the gun down and then picks the same gun up as if it's different.
Shh. You don't know that.
Also, that type of gun is so small, there's no way it would have hurt George even at that distance. I mean, be great, but...
Getting shot with a Derringer is like, I don't know, getting shot with a dart.
There's a really funny episode of The Simpsons where they're doing Tom and Tom Sawyer, and they end up on a riverboat, and everybody's like gambling. They all pull out Derringers, and then somebody does something, and they start firing, but all you hear is like the ping of Derringers like bouncing off of glass because they don't do anything.
Oof. The amount of alliterations there were just perfect. No, deported.
Yeah, man. Worst things could happen to you. I love the old other white guys, like a little person.
Wait, so are they Team Rocket and the talking ape is Ash's Pikachu?
Basically, yeah.
We came here for the Charizard, but all we can muster is the Pikachu.
Yeah, that Pikachu can talk. By the way, you shouldn't just take bread. Like you.
I mean, he's a big random American dude. He probably thinks he can do whatever he wants. He's a poacher, so.
And pretty draft. Sure that's illegal.
The amount of draft and also like the amount of what she can see.
No, you don't understand. Like, that's not just a loincloth. Like, it covers everything. This is a Disney movie, don't you see? Have you ever seen the movie, which is also on here on Disney Plus? Have you ever seen the movie Jungle to Jungle?
I believe so, but I have no reference of it, so... I know I have seen it, but I don't remember who's in it or what the plot is or anything like that. But
it's very similar to this particular part of this movie. It's Tim Allen, and basically Tim Allen finds out that he has a son that he didn't know about with a woman that was like a researcher, and the son had grown up in the jungle for like the first like 10 years. And I forget exactly how it happened, if the mother died or something. But basically, the kid has to go back with Tim Allen to the city. So it's all, ooh, I understand the jungle, but now I'm in the city. I don't know, just very similar vibes to this movie. And not really great, so probably good for the podcast.
Well, a little more cheeky, because like Tim Allen stuff. I do vaguely remember some things from that movie. But this is the same, but different. But I would say a little, it toes the line more with like campy, but still like... not authentic, but campy, but still not too silly when it needs to be.
Right. There's a tarantula involved. I don't know. It's been a while since I saw it, but I just realized, hey, that's another movie that's in this weird 90s vein of like Tarzan kind of movies, but not. I'm going to probably jump off this balcony. San Francisco. You know it's San Francisco because there's a trolley, and no place else in America has a trolley.
That is correct. Strange yellow rock. And kids movie turns into almost not a kids movie. And then who is this actress that I, like, somehow, I'm like, wait, I know who she is, but I have no idea who she is. Also San Francisco. Cover the booty.
It's about all the nudity that you get in that new Thor movie. But yeah, no, I recognize her too, but I don't know from where at the moment. That's why I should have my computer so I could look stuff up, but...
Classic trope of friend, like, oh, you bring strange man home, and I'm immediately, like, crestfallen. So, like, instead of being like, well, I'll help you, be like, well, you don't want him, so can I have him?
I mean, it's basically 90s romantic comedies 101, so... Good aerodynamics.
Of a conservative mind regarding gender.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh no. Oh yeah, mirrors.
Yeah, we're dealing with trying to figure out how like suits and stuff work, and he's still shocked by mirrors.
I mean, mirrors are a weird concept, especially if you had never seen anything outside of a reflection before.
That, by the way, is the like one of the lines of how they kind of get over the fact that it's not Brendan Fraser in the second movie. Is like there's another suit scene where it's like new George looks good in Armani too. Just like, because it's very fourth wall breaky, as you'd expect George of the Jungle to be, where they're just talking about the fact that it's not Brendan Fraser. Oh, car phones. You are too good for this world.
Milo van de Groot.
He is Groot.
Meanwhile, in the Legion of Doom.
More interested in how he got into the house to get your things.
I mean, it's probably his fault that he left the violin out.
I would assume so. I wonder how much an elephant pees.
I don't know why, but I saw somewhere, and it's, you know, pretty graphic if you want to know. Like,
does that strike you as like too much?
Or yes, is it like, but no, because there's a documentary thing where they have to, not fecal transplant, but like literally they have to pull there's words for this in science. They have to pull a giant turd out of an elephant's butt. Because it wouldn't come out.
Oh, okay.
Just like more than you could possibly imagine.
I thought you were talking about the baby elephant thing.
No.
Which
giant
is all
turd. But and like the person gets covered in it and ruined my life forever.
Nature
so bad that. For them.
Oh, Ursula and Lyle. By the way, we're probably going to have to take a break because when we record like this, we only have like an hour. We're coming up on like 51 minutes, so. No, there's not really a good place when you're watching a movie.
I remember this scene now. I think maybe before he starts eating all of the coffee, because also the logo for Doritos bothers me because I remember that logo, but I don't remember ever having that logo in my life.
That's,
only through commercials.
Or Wayne's World. Very similar.
Never seen that movie, so.
Oh, for the love of God, I keep forgetting how bad you are with movies.
All right, okay, so coffee. We want to pause it.
Might as well do it now, yeah. We'll just take a quick break and come right back to finish up the last half hour.
I'm at 42:32.
All righty. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, this is Jonathan Gilchrist. I'm just here to tell you about another podcast in the Chaos Family Podcast. This time we're discussing We Are Chaos. We Are Chaos is our catch-all discussion podcast where we discuss things like The Simpsons, Regular Show, and Close Enough. But we've also done things like The Good Place, where we've watched episode by episode and then discussed the philosophical points that have been brought up in those episodes. We Are Chaos is actually the youngest podcast on this feed and will continue to grow, so please grow with us. That's We Are Chaos. Catch us on Thursdays. Thank you, and we'll see you soon.
Welcome back.
Gotta put my phone on Dungeons and Dragons mode. There we go.
Alrighty, so we are back into it. Actually, I'm just doing one little thing here.
And then I have 42-43 with his eyes all aglow and looked like he's like on cocaine. Well, he's on coffee, so.
I mean, it's basically the same thing. Alright, so yeah.
Holy crap, look at his that's detail right there. Look at his eyes. They're actually dilated.
Good for them. Alright, so you're at, you said you have 42-33 left. 32. All right. So that should put you about 50 minutes and 44 seconds into the movie. So we're going to hit play in 3, 2, 1, play. I also spent the break looking up some stuff. Brendan Fraser was 29 years old or 28, somewhere in there, when this movie came out. Also,
taking McDonald's. Wow.
The bad guy's name is Thomas Hayden Church.
Yes.
And I looked up the one guy because I'm just looking at IMDb, and I didn't recognize anything that he was in as far as I would know. But I can tell you like what he's best known for.
Oh, the not Power Rangers guy.
Yeah, Abraham is his name.
Nah, I'll figure it out. I'll help. There's probably some weird TV deep dive that I didn't realize. San Francisco.
Did you ever watch ER?
Yeah, but not really. Like, I know one of the characters that's.
He was in
that show.
130 something episodes. So, by the way, Sam, just another movie fact I looked up before. Ben Fraser was really hyped to do his own stunts, but Disney wouldn't let him do what's about to happen in the swing. But he did get to walk up the bridge. Like, that was like the compromise that he got to walk up the bridge. So,
well, you see, he did some of his stunts too in the Mummy movies. Like, I remember that was one of the things that they talked about. But yeah, it would make sense that Disney would not be comfortable with this because also you're on like a national landmark. I'm sure there's a whole bunch of weird insurance stuff with that.
Right.
What's that? Someone's stuck on a bridge? No, you don't say.
He's doing the trigonometry of how to swing to save the guy.
Stanhope Bank.
That's why she's so rich. They have their own bank.
Hey, Dad. I brought back a gorilla.
Gorilla, not go. Gur.
No, I'm going to say gorilla.
I know, but it's a reference to the movie you've never heard of, Captain Ron.
Well, I'm going to keep saying it then. Gorilla. Gorilla, 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 go. That was awful.
Now I'm looking up whether Captain Ron's available anywhere so we can schedule a chance to watch that movie, either for the podcast or just because. I knew it was in the 90s somewhere. Let's see.
The insanity.
I think it's insane that like that Brendan Fraser wanted to do that.
I mean, if you're on a thing, there's a way to do it safely. Excuse me, sir. Yeah, you have no idea who I am. My dad owns this bank.
Apparently, this is all, when she shows up on the boat, it's a reference to a Barbra Streisand movie. But I don't know the movie, so. Apparently, Captain Ron's on YouTube, but everything's on YouTube. It's on Tubi, but that has ads. Well, regardless, even if not for the podcast right away, you and I are definitely watching that movie at some point.
Captain Ron. They couldn't have been that far up, though. Like what, parasailing the stuff.
Oh, the
tugboat. I guess it would make sense, too, with jungle stuff that he would actually kind of be able to steer that.
Yeah, a lot of parasailing in the jungle. You're right. Just.
Well, kind of. Like, I mean, like with like that, there, not that there would be, but there's a lot of actually in the world of things that he knows. That's not that crazy, is all I'm saying.
It's also based on a cartoon from the same universe that had a talking moose and squirrel being chased by Russian operatives. So, listen,
he has more concussions than like we have years in our life. So none of that makes sense.
Bum, bum, bum.
She's always like nosy mom too.
Meanwhile, what? Back in the jungle. The one who's playing chess.
That's a good line. That should be, yeah, the one who's playing chess. Go find George. Meanwhile, the bird's just going to fly, like, what, over 1,000 miles? No, clearly, over it, like, yeah, like, thousands of dollars.
Yeah. If you're headed...
Because, like, from New York to California, I think it's, like, 3,000. So
right, so...
We're talking in the 30s, maybe?
Yeah, because they're in, like, the heart of Africa, so... Probably literally halfway around the world, I would assume. Somewhere in that area, like, half the width of the world.
Yes, maps.
I mean, these maps are very specific. By the way, that's one well-trained bird that he knows how to fly to San Francisco.
He's in a suit now.
Yeah, she bought him a bunch of suits.
Man, really nice that she ran into him and has all the money to like basically support him.
If only that's how life worked. If only.
That kind of looked like Andrew Dice Clay for like 2 seconds. Break the news to her parents.
That house is also the same house that was in Dallas, I believe. Oh, also, oddly, like, not oddly, but just I had no idea. The guy that's playing Ursula's dad is actually Matthew Perry's father.
Oh, R.I.P.
Yeah. And weirdly, just as like a weird connection, Matthew Perry and Lisa Mann played a married couple in the movie 13 again, I believe. Maybe it was 17.
Well, 17 again is one with Zac Efron, so I believe.
I believe it was that one, yeah. Whatever one where it's like a body switch movie. I've never seen it. I just know it's like that movie.
Caliber of people. Come on, Jonathan. Have you ever recognized the caliber of people that you want in your life? Where are the Lyle Vandegroots of your life? Or Beatrices?
I don't think you understand how like low... Like society wise, my family was.
No, caliber has nothing to do with what they're saying. They're just using it that way.
Oh, I mean, I suppose. I don't know. I don't usually keep people around very long if I don't like them. So.
Nope, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to pretend that you're dying because that makes me feel more comfortable. You went to college, you got confused. I was there once. This is what happens. This is clearly what's happening.
Everybody gets sexually confused in Africa. It happens all the time.
So. Oof. There's a lot of dark jokes in my head, but I'm going to leave that there.
Oh, your head went to AIDS too? Yeah, mine did too.
And the cake.
I wonder how much money the like half a second shot of the toppers of the cake having a reaction costs.
This is Ursula and the dog.
Hello, dog.
Lyle. As hors d'oeuvres, those are pretty shiesty because those are just vegetables on a tray. That's not very hors d'oeuvre.
I haven't been to too many rich people parties. I don't know what kind of hors d'oeuvres they usually spring for.
I'm sorry. I never noticed that they just like put the cake back together.
I mean, the bottom half is fine.
No, it just looks like they literally just kind of like Play-Doh'd it.
Yeah, if you're that rich, I feel like you can just buy something else. Yeah. Like, even if you can't get the same cake because those do take a while, you could buy something that looks better than the smashed cake.
Dr. Goldblum. Classic, just, you know, Brendan Fraser being himself.
Yes, he does enjoy chasing horses.
It's like Fabio, but after Fabio. He's definitely doing the Fabio look.
Yeah.
This is a perfume commercial somewhere.
Either perfume or highbrow cologne. I think the women like looking longingly makes it a cologne, not a perfume. But if you're just like on Brendan Fraser, that's the perfume commercial.
You're thinking wrongly because Technique Cologne is also a perfume.
Is it?
Yes.
What was I looking up? Oh yeah, I wanted to see the box office movie.
Hey, that guy's famous.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like you would recognize his voice. Yeah, like maybe a voiceover.
Let's see here. Oh, apparently this didn't. Well, I mean, it made back its budget worldwide. So like the budget for this movie was $55 million. It made worldwide $174 million.
That's pretty good overall, right? Not more than triple. Yeah.
Yeah. No, usually if you make double back your budget, because...
You ever just put a banana in your tailored suit?
All the time.
Not tailored suit. That actually kind of looks like somebody just kind of like took that from like a thrift store and gave it to them. It's got that bagginess that looks like it's not that fancy. Uh-oh. Here comes the heart-to-heart with future mother-in-law. We don't approve of you. Therefore, get the fuck out of our lives.
I feel like she, like, played that part a lot.
Yes.
I think she was also she's the mother on 2.5 Men, I believe.
That sounds right, yeah.
Which, by the way, I don't really even know that show, but it just immediately clicked in my head when I tried to think of where else I've seen her.
That hurts.
Apparently she's in Bill and Ted Face the Music. I haven't seen that yet.
I'm sorry, is that the new one?
Yeah, the newest one.
I don't know how I feel about wanting to see that or not wanting to see that. But anyways, this scene is intense. Wearing a loincloth. So really, what's happening here in Freud world, she wants him, doesn't want her husband anymore. So naturally, my daughter can't have her because I can't have her. So therefore, no one can have her go back to Africa.
Really, I just thought it was that you embarrass me because I'm rich and toity, but I suppose you're...
Well, I mean, yeah, that's the same. It's just like a deeper level of that. That's what she's saying.
Hey, look, Tookie Tookie.
Tookie? Tears. Acting.
Ape net.
But he's in San Francisco. How's he going to get back to...
I mean, especially because he's not going to ask Ursula, who has the money, to help him get back.
He's going to fly giant just, eagle.
Just have Tukey, like, just holding on to his...
So he's going to keep the jewel and give her the tooth.
That's full circle.
I feel like her hair has never looked different. Like she aged well. Like, she just looks the same person. Like, I don't know how many years ago that was.
Many, many years ago.
Many, many moons.
About 30 coming up in 3 years. So we're almost as far away from this movie as they were from the original cartoon when they made this movie. Just let that sink in a little bit.
I like how literally the dad in this is like no role. Like, I wonder how much this dude got paid. He had like, what, four lines outside of just kind of just look like prissy. Like, just kind of look confused or just kind of, I agree with you.
There's one guy at this time period that you would get to play the old rich guy, and he did it a lot in Gilmore Girls and other things. That's not him. By the way, I just remembered, as part of the plot of this movie, he doesn't have to make it all the way back to Africa. He just has to make it to Las Vegas, I believe. No, that's at the end. Never mind. There's a joke at the end that I was confusing with the plot.
No, I didn't. I don't believe in love. I love money. Rah, 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 rah.
I mean, you've already got all the money in the world. What does it matter who your daughter marries? This is why I'll never be rich, because I don't care about money. I mean, that's not the only reason. There's a lot of reasons if you really add them up, but still, that's one of them.
I wonder what their marriage is like.
I bet the sex is fantastic, because it's mostly just hatred.
I don't know. He's very boring and she's not. That's not a good dynamic.
You never know. It's the ones that you never suspect do the weirdest shit.
Speaking of weird, do you think they, like, this UPS truck looks very out of place where it is?
I wonder if they, like, UPS will get your package anywhere, even... deepest heart of Africa.
There's a whole bunch of like slavery context reference here, but I'm just gonna leave that historically thing.
What the fuck is wrong with you with your slavery and AIDS? Also Nike commercial.
Nike commercial. Dude, the amount of Nike Air. Oof. Those do look like nice shoes that probably never existed.
I referenced the Dollop a bunch. It's a history podcast. There's an episode where they talk about a guy that literally shipped himself from England back home to Australia in the late 60s. And got really famous for it.
Run, Forrest, run.
By the way, I think that was the only time we got to see both the Lion Brothers together.
Why is he pulling the jail?
Because the gorilla's heavy. That literally is a moment from Forrest Gump where he's like running in the desert.
Hey, look, zebras. Man, those shoes. If those actually lasted that entire trek, that'd be a great marketing campaign. Some guy ran all over Africa and didn't have, didn't have, oh my god, my brain is just gone.
Blisters?
Yeah, like tons of blisters and things that I can't think of with feet stuff, but yeah.
Again, another Dollop episode. There was a guy that tried to walk backwards around the world and literally walked around most of the United States big chunk of Europe got stopped in the Middle East, but literally walked backwards for years trying to make money. Didn't make any money off of it, just thought that he would make money on it. History is full of weird shit if you really fall into it.
Work on your anger.
Cage the rage.
Gonna say, yeah, I know he's the big guy, like, but they should switch.
Oh, it's a fake decoy trail.
The trail is fake.
That's a really good plan. Are you going to let a monkey take a monkey out of you? But also, you guys got up the mountain. You know what trail you used to get up there.
Yeah, aren't they supposed to be, like, experts?
Or they've already done it twice. Like, I don't know why it's any different taking the ape with them.
Because they're tired.
Yeah, that's fair.
Brain no work good.
My brain needs fast juice.
Well, he had, like, enough fast juice for, like, days and days.
Oh, no, not Ape's reading glasses. How will he read?
How many movies can I reference where they find a broken pair of glasses?
My
Transformers, first Breaking Bad.
Well, you want to write some movies. I was thinking of The Twilight Zone.
The one weird movie, the Benjamin Button, Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Right. Because I don't like you.
Asking the narrator for help. Pretend I didn't hear that.
This is actually part of the... This is like a callback to the cartoon where there's a joke about not, like, fighting with the narrator. Also, another reason that Dudley Do-Right, like, is in the same universe is there's also a narrator, which I think is the same guy.
Brontosaurus. The fact that they timed that right was actually kind of impressive.
Yeah.
Little stars are in my head. It's called a concussion, George. You've had many of them.
It is interesting the amount of stuff that Ape did teach George, but he didn't bother to teach him to read.
Not enough time.
Oh, man, he knocked him right out of his Air Nikes.
Air Jordans.
Air Jordans.
So he was dead there. That pose that he was just in, like, that would kill a human being. Your neck would snap. Like, did you see how his face went green there? Yeah. They didn't need to do that. But they did that for us.
That's part of the effects budget for this movie. Man, fighting would be so much more effective if one guy would just choose to stand there and, like, let you elbow him while you punch his friend.
He's just eating a banana and reading a newspaper. And farting. Oh.
By the way, I don't think apes like, or gorillas like bananas. I mean, they'll eat them, but I think it's one of those cartoon things where it's like, it's fine.
Dookie. This is impressive. Cartoon stuff.
It's an impressive mixture of practical effects along with, like, computer stuff at the time.
So is that a coconut? Multiple coconuts. coconuts to the nuts.
Classic humor.
So much physical hurt. Don't worry, it's a tranquilizer dart. Good teacher.
So I was wrong about the monkey being the same monkey as the friend. Well, it might have been one of the friends, but apparently this is the movie that like started that particular monkey's movie career. So it was both. It was after Ace Ventura, so it wasn't the same one.
Is this Donkey Kong reference? Wait, he just like wound up his fist.
I honestly don't know. I don't know Donkey Kong that well.
What the?
I've played it. I just don't know it that well.
You've never played Super Smash Brothers?
No.
Seriously?
I stopped playing Nintendo after the N64 era. When I do buy myself a new Switch, I will probably buy Super Smash Brothers.
Say that? Is she drunk, by the way? I feel like she is acting very like she got drugged.
Did she get hit by the dart? I think that was part of it. She got hit by the tranquilizer dart.
Well, I know she like hit her face against a tree, but...
There was also that. By the way, George must have taken a really long time to run across the jungle if she was able to fly there and get there first.
What is he wearing?
I feel like they're going to explain it.
Mail order minister.
This is something you might actually know. Are ministers able to marry themselves? I feel like that's something you'd have to get somebody else to do it for you.
Well, I mean, like, the thing that I have, you still have to have it verified by, like, some legal binding thing. So, like, theoretically you can, but then you just have to take a document to a place and say, is this document, like, binding?
All right.
Because you're going to have witnesses, but your witnesses can literally be yourself.
Just marriage sometimes can get weird because, like, I didn't know that in really strict ceremonies.
Yeah, but he has a boat waiting, so.
Well, you gotta do it quickly.
George's way. George's way, shortcut to Ape River. Under construction.
But, in like really strict marriages, apparently if anybody objects, even if they're doing it as like a joke, like you have to stop the ceremony and can't complete it that day. I heard a story of somebody that was like doing that as a joke for the, like at their friend's wedding. It's like, well, yeah, but as the person doing the wedding, I can't do a wedding now that you've objected.
I'd have to check that out, but I don't know that to be true.
I think it depends on the tradition. I think it was specifically because this is a very strict, like, religious ceremony.
I like how they have bandanas because, you know, 90s and ninjas and stuff.
Oh, so many 90s ninjas. By the way, finally the grill is getting in the action.
How are those people in there? Like, there's, what, five people in that thing? More? There's more than five people in that thing that just essentially comfortably held one ape, one gorilla. Ah, yes, classic kicking somebody in the shin so that they have the whole hop move.
I really don't, even as a cartoon movie, I don't understand his plan of like, once you forced her to marry you, it's not like she's gonna suddenly be like, oh no, I love you now again.
I mean, that's like every plot though. It's like, well, yeah. Once you're married to me, like, think about every medieval thing ever. Once you're married to me, like, you have no power, even though you didn't before.
Thinking of Dudley Do-Right, because it is fourth wall breaking. At the very end, the bad guy goes, you know, this is the worst part about being the bad guy, the ending. Up until then, being the bad guy is the best job in the world.
There's a boat. Meanwhile, he got his Air Jordans on again.
No, he's barefoot.
No, he didn't have his Air Jordans on. I don't think you would have your Air Jordans on when you are swinging from tree to tree. You would have them on when you're running.
I feel like Nike would disagree that you should be wearing your Air Jordans at all times and buy five or six pairs.
I mean, they're greedy, but they're not that greedy. Like, look, if you have three, we're cool.
It just reminded me. I think I'm going to buy new sneakers soon.
Get a grip, Lyle. Oh, no. He's literally leading them into, like, death.
It happens all the time.
Time to go whitewater rafting. And he bails on everything.
I think Lyle actually disappeared in one of those scenes. Like, it was only for a second, but I feel like it was just somebody dressed like Lisa Mann.
Leslie Mann.
Ursula. Leslie, I'm sorry.
I think Lisa Mann is another actress that...
Entirely possible.
That there's something there, but I know this is Leslie.
Which is weird, because Leslie is actually my mom's name, so you'd think it'd be easier for me to remember, but nope, went right on my head.
Well, I say Lisa Mann is not more famous, but a different kind of famous, but I can't remember why. But anyways, here comes George to save the day. I just hear Bart Simpson going, Lisa Mann.
I mean, that's not very helpful to the search, but I've got Google right in front of me.
I'm not trying to be helped to search. I'm trying to give more airtime because we've been talking about things that aren't the movie. Whitewater Rafting 3.0.
The only actress that I found was Lisa Manning.
That sounds right, actually.
Yeah. And let's see what she's for, even though it has nothing to do with this movie.
How's he not? Yeah, this is going to hurt.
Nothing I've ever seen. All right.
How many times in this movie have they said, watch out for that tree?
I mean, at least enough to cover the fact that it's like the catchphrase of the show, so.
That conveniently fell at the right time. So him hitting a tree helped the story, helped the plot along.
I do. Sorry, I just remembered exactly how that I do sounds. I mean, could do worse. Got yourself a gorilla.
In a lifeboat.
Oh, that's so nice.
And their eyes piercing.
Neither of them are actually going to be in the sequel. But anyway.
Ape.
I love that he had like formal skins for an occasion. He just hadn't put them on yet.
Well, yeah, jungle weddings are very common. Duh.
And their parents are like, okay, fine. He's technically a king. So.
The rings.
Dookie rings. So fucking humid here. I don't even know why people are dancing so much.
Well, if you're sweating, you might as well pretend that you're doing exercise.
Somebody
that
be
is
careful.
All. Yeah, those bottles are expensive. They just keep going with the rich people stuff.
Oh no, I was talking about the chimp. I was like, make sure you keep people safe from the chimp. Did you know that if you have a little person at a party and a chimp at a party, you have to keep them separated? Because the chimp will kill the little person. That is a real thing.
Oh, but yeah, they're sending bongo grams.
Bongo, bongo, bongo. Oh, God. A drunk elephant.
Yeah, and like really fancy. I'm pretty sure that's a different kind of champagne. I know that logo.
I am not a champagner, so I won't be able to help you with any logos.
I'm not, but my family is, so it's like just partly there.
Now, is it real champagne or is it that whole sparkling wine thing?
I mean, no, the logo would be real.
Okay.
Hi, Dad.
So the last little note that I looked up, which is interesting, apparently Brendan Fraser got sued for the credits of this movie because he had a personal trainer for the movie and they didn't put the personal trainer in the credits. So he sued Brendan Fraser. He lost, but it's just interesting. It's like, no, I must be in the credits for this movie.
Yeah. Huh. Like, would that be under like costume kind of stuff?
Maybe? You can put it anywhere, but I've just never heard of it. Maybe like he asked Brendan to do it at some point. He's like, sure, but he didn't really have the power to actually do that or something. I don't know.
And the amount of references that only they can do because Disney.
Yeah. If you had any wonders if this movie was made by Disney, there's Pride Rock for you. All right. Well, there is. Classic.
The end.
So there is one more joke that, will show up. Yeah, here we go. Because we got the mid-90s, so the credits don't mean... This is what confused me, because I remember there was a Vegas thing.
Yep.
By the way, I would definitely go see a Singing Ape in Vegas. Like, not even... Like, that would get me on a plane so much faster than all the other shows in Vegas.
Magic?
Okay, I mean, there's a lot of good magic shows now that I want to see that, like, Kevin made me break down and do it. So, my family, like, my extended family went on a vacation to Vegas, and since I don't live close, like, I wasn't a part of any of it, and I was like, huh, that seems sucky.
Is this one of the first times that I actually... So this may blow your mind, but this may be one of the first times that I've heard that I heard this song sung. Like, this might have been my intro, too.
You've never heard My Way before?
I know, like, when I watched this movie when I was little, I think this might have been, like, one of the first times me hearing that song.
That's entirely possible, because, like, I'm really into that type of music, and it's probably the first time I heard the song. Just for people our age, that would have been a really good... introduction. But all right, there's the George of the Jungle. Just overall, how did it hold up for you? Because it's been years since I've seen it. I thought it was still pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, there's a couple things that were just, like, we talked about, was it campy? But, like, there's still, like, those little moments, like, when his face turned green. Like, I don't think, like, that didn't need to happen. But, like, right. They did put, like, a little more, like, effort into it. And then even, too, like, some of the story stuff, like, they're in San Francisco, but they're not in San Francisco that long. I will say now, like, we're kind of reverse spoiled with, like, with this being an hour and a half, like,
right.
It did feel kind of fast, but that's also because, like, kids movie.
Right.
And, like, all kids movies kind of have that pace.
Yeah, you don't want, like, kids can't sit still for longer than 90 minutes, so you got to keep their attention for those 90 minutes.
But, yeah, no, definitely... generally held up. I remembered a lot of the jokes, and I remember even the narrator stuff, like, I would say that doesn't get old, like, or yeah. Like the meme thing, because it became a meme, I'm like, this is the part where we knock our heads back and laugh loudly.
Oh, anyway, so this will be a bank episode. I have no idea when it's coming out. Monday will be some sort of Star Trek, and I'm assuming the Wednesday after will be Chaos Ringside, unless I have to replace the Chaos Ringside with this, and then it'll be different. So yeah, hope everybody enjoyed that, and I guess we'll see you whenever we see it, because it might not be soon.
I was trying to find a tagline. I'm still thinking, but I got no words that...
Okay.
Stay tooky out there.
That might be the first time I use your tagline as, like, the thing of the show. I might just call this Stay Tooky Out There. Anyway, have a good week, everybody.